Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he likes miniature things because it makes him feel like a giant, Pat Flynn.
It is Christmas Eve here in the Flynn family. We do celebrate Christmas, and first of all, happy holidays to everybody. This is going to be a shorter episode, but I wanted to read an excerpt from a great book that I think would be fun to think about, fun to consider as far as dinner conversation at your holiday parties or what have you. But Christmas Eve is the time at which this episode comes out. And it's interesting because ever since 2009, Christmas Eve has changed for my family and I, specifically my wife and I, in 2009. Before then, it was always just, well, Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas. But in 2009, that day changed forever for us because that was the day our son, Keone, was born. He is now, at the time of this episode coming out, 12 years old, which is insane because I remember publishing episodes of the podcast when he was, you know, one, and his voice was on the show. I gotta bring him back. He's definitely changed a bit. His voice is a little lower, and he is currently in sixth grade and doing excellent. And his sister, Kailani, is in third grade, and she's doing excellent as well. Yeah, it's Christmas Eve, so we're probably at the time of this recording coming out just celebrating his birthday, you know? And then the next day, Jesus's birthday. But I wanted to just, first of all, say thank you for what an amazing year. I mean, we have a few episodes left in the year, and they're absolutely incredible. I highly recommend you get ready for them because they're going to set you up for success here in 2022, which is weird to say, 2022, right? But I wanted to read an excerpt to you. This was something that somebody had read this to me, and it really helped me understand a lot of the work I was doing and a lot of where my head was at, and I wanted to read it to you. This is actually an excerpt from a book called Great by Choice, a book written by Jim Collins. And this is a wonderful concept and perhaps something that will help you understand maybe a way to approach 2022 if perhaps 2021 maybe didn't go the way you wanted it to or you fell short on some goals. I know a lot of you, I mean, I've heard from many of you that you've absolutely smashed the goals that you set out for yourself. In fact, a lot of you have been given opportunities that you didn't even know were going to happen because of some of the stuff that we're going to be sort of understanding here in this story. So this is a concept called the 20-mile march. And again, this is an excerpt, a positioning or a thought inside of a book called Great by Choice by Jim Collins. I highly recommend you check it out, but this is an excerpt for you. So here we go. Imagine you're standing with your feet in the Pacific Ocean in San Diego, California, looking inland. And yes, it actually does say San Diego, California, which is really cool because that's where I live. So anyway, imagine you're standing with your feet in the Pacific Ocean in San Diego, California, looking inland, right? Looking east. You're about to embark on a 3,000-mile walk from San Diego to the tip of Maine. On the first day, you march 20 miles, making it out of town. On the second day, you march 20 miles. And again, on the third day, you march 20 miles, heading into the heat of the desert. It's hot, more than 100 degrees, and you want to rest in the cool of your tent, but you don't. You get up, and you march 20 miles. You keep the pace, 20 miles a day. Then the weather cools, and you're in comfortable conditions with the wind at your back, and you could go much farther, but you hold back, modulating your effort. You stick with your 20 miles. Then you reach the Colorado High Mountains and you get hit by snow, wind, and temperatures below zero. And all you want to do is stay in your tent. But you get up, you get dressed, you march your 20 miles, you keep up the effort, 20 miles, 20 miles, 20 miles. Then you cross into the plains and it's glorious springtime and you can go 40 or 50 miles in a day, but you don't. You sustain your pace, marching 20 miles. And eventually, you get to Maine. Now, imagine another person who starts out with you on the same day in San Diego. He gets all excited by the journey and logs 40 miles the first day. Exhausted from his first gigantic day, he wakes up to 100-degree temperatures. He decides to hang out until the weather cools, thinking, I'll make it up when conditions improve. He maintains this pattern, big days with good conditions, whining and waiting in his tent on bad days, as he moves across the western United States. Just before the Colorado High Mountains, he gets a spate of great weather, and he goes all out, logging 40 to 50 miles days to make up for lost ground. But then he hits a huge winter storm, and then utterly exhausted. It nearly kills him, and he hunkers down in his tent waiting for spring. When spring finally comes, he emerges, weakened, and stumbles off toward Maine. By the time he enters Kansas City, you, with your relentless 20-mile march, have already reached the tip of Maine. You win by a huge margin. Some people believe that a world characterized by radical change and disruptive forces no longer favors those who engage in consistent 20-mile marching. Yet, the great irony is that when we examined just this type of out-of-control, fast-paced environment, we found that every 10X company exemplified the 20-mile march principle during the era we studied. Now, you might be wondering, but wait a minute. You're confusing things here. Perhaps 10X companies could afford to behave this way because they were so successful and dominant. Perhaps 20-mile marching is a result of success, a luxury of success, not a driver of success. But the evidence shows that 10X companies embrace a 20-mile march early, long before there were big companies. Furthermore, every comparison company failed to 20-mile march with anything close to the consistency shown by 10X cases. In fact, this is one of the strongest contrasts in our study. Having a clear 20-mile march focuses the mind because everyone on the team knows the markers and their importance. They can stay on track. Financial markets are out of your control. Customers are out of your control. Earthquakes are out of your control. Global competition is out of your control. Technological change is out of your control. Most everything is ultimately out of your control. But when you 20-mile march, you have a tangible point of focus that keeps you and your team moving forward despite confusion, uncertainty, and even chaos. This is me again now. And again, definitely make sure to check out Great by Choice. And this is, again, the 20-mile march. You know, there's been a lot of chaos in our lives recently, and it has definitely thrown a lot of us off the path. A lot of us have been hunkered down in our tents, if you will, waiting for springtime, right? The weather to be good again. And this is just a little note, a little boost of inspiration, maybe a little revelation for you to help you realize that no matter the conditions, obviously make sure you're healthy and stay healthy, you know, don't do anything unsafe. But to the point of the analogy, you got to keep going and march that 20 miles a day. Now, your version of 20 miles is not going to be a hike. You know, you're not going to be met with snow, and you're also not going to be welcomed with a warm sun in the morning every time. You have to determine what defines your 20-mile march. And if you have a team, you'll want to have them understand this as well. But you march on. You march on. And what's interesting about this excerpt is the fact that even though you could keep going, you just remain consistent and don't overwork yourself, which is, again, the opposite problem. We've all heard, and perhaps we've all experienced that as well. Burnout. It's a real thing. So anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And I want to wish you and your families, no matter what you celebrate, no matter what religion you are, no matter what anything you are, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to this episode and any other episodes of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. And I appreciate you being a part of this family. So take care. Enjoy the day. And we'll see you next week. Peace out. Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. The Smart Passive Income Podcast is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Entrepreneurs, what is the smart way to save when your growing business takes you on the road? Whether you're going to events or conventions or you're speaking somewhere, no matter what it is, you need to sign up for a free membership with Hertz Business Rewards. Yep, Hertz Rental Car created a program to help small and mid-sized businesses save money. Work trips, client meetings, industry conferences. With Hertz Business Rewards, you save at least 20% every time you rent a car. And you'll save on more than just the daily rate. Members earn credits redeemable toward free rental days. And it's also free to add an additional driver if any additional coworkers come along. And for those Gen Z entrepreneurs out there, no young renter fees. Plus, sign up for Hertz Business Rewards today and earn 3 times credit during your first 90 days. These benefits add up to big savings that stack more dollars in your wallet. Join for free at hertz.com/business rewards. Applies to base rate, taxes, fees, and options excluded. Additional terms and exclusions apply. Visit hertz.com/business rewards to learn more. Starting a business can feel daunting and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. That's why Terry Rice started the Launch Your Business podcast, another awesome show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Terry shares strategic actions, specific tools, and what he refers to as high-performance mindsets that allow you to thrive under pressure. Recent guests include rapper T.I., Amy Porterfield, and yours truly. And Terry frequently publishes value-packed solo shows too, like this one titled How to Write Proposals That Get Accepted and Don't Take Forever to Write. Great stuff. So make sure you listen in to Launch Your Business right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.